Athens Clark County Commissioners voted 7-3 to pass the county's budget last night at a special session. Commissioners walked into Tuesday's meeting with not one but three budget proposals to evaluate. Mayor Kelly Gertz's proposed budget, as well as two commission-defined options, one from District 2 Commissioner Mariah Parker, and the other from Commissioners Mike Hamby, Ovita Thornton, and Allison Wright. The difference between the Parker plan and the Hamby-Thornton-Wright proposal centered on a major issue that has bedeviled lawmakers throughout the process: how to raise wages for the county's lowest-paid workers to a minimum $15 per hour. Commissioners agreed that the pay hike needs to happen, but they clashed over two key details: when the raise would take place, and how to handle pay for workers making over the proposed $15 hourly minimum. That's an issue called wage compression. On the first issue, timing, Parker's proposal would kick in the pay raises when the budget takes effect on July 1st, while the Hamby-Thornton-Wright option would postpone the raise until January 1st, 2022. However, the Hamby-Thornton-Wright option also included a 12.2% pay hike for other county employees, a measure not in Parker's plan, which would instead fund a study to find a way down the road to handle the wage compression problem. Commissioner Mike Hamby.
We have 255 employees that make $18. If we help them, they will make an extra $4,500 per year.
Hamby's co-sponsor, Commissioner Ovita Thornton, framed their idea as a way to help more county employees.
We want to do the best for the most and not just for a selective few.
But Commissioner Jesse Houle, a supporter of Parker's proposal, said that an across-the-board 12% raise wasn't something they could support.
I really appreciate that Commissioners Hamby and Wright and Thornton are trying to address the issues of wage compression, but I think a flat 12% raise is just not the best way to do that.
That's a sentiment shared by Houle's colleague, District 5's Tim Denson, who stressed that the $15 per hour minimum is a first step in raising salaries for more county employees.
The wage compression study is included in Commissioner Parker's CDO, so that not only will we be increasing all wages to at least $15 an hour, but then we will be doing a study onto how Commissioner Link put it, how to equitably bring everybody else and to deal with that wage compression.
Commissioners ultimately approved Parker's budget proposal 7-3, with Hamby, Thornton, and Wright voting no. The new budget will take effect on July 1st. For WUGA News, I'm Martin Matheny.